So my previous audio boo about dropping support for IE6 and how we shouldn't be doing that has unsurprisingly caused a lot of controversy, but not as much as my comments of actually we should be supporting Netscape 4 and IE5 as well. It would appear that a lot of people haven't grasped or been introduced to the concept of graded browser support and what that is and how that works. So let me briefly explain how we work at Headscape. Just to give you an idea of how this all works out in practice and how it isn't horribly expensive to do, and it is actually a practical way of developing websites. So what we do is we start with the HTML. Now the HTML is the kind of base level of content, and you can deliver that to pretty much any browser that was ever invented, which is great. So you've got a base level. Immediately your content is accessible to all. And that's what we'll deliver to really old devices, you know, the old Mozilla browsers and even some mobile phone browsers that, you know, only understand HTML. Then there is this next level on. And those are the browsers that understand a little bit about CSS, but not a lot. So we're talking about IE5 here, Netscape 4, browsers like that. They know enough to be dangerous, is the way I like to put it. So what we do is we only deliver a partial amount of the CSS that we've developed. So we'll deliver the basic typography to them and pretty much not much else. So it looks fairly clean, and it's laid out a bit nicer, and it's got some different colours and stuff like that. But fundamentally, it's very, very basic and very linear. You know, not a lot of layout going on there. Then we come to IE6. IE6 obviously knows actually CSS reasonably well, and I remember when IE6 came out, you know, it was a huge step forward. So you can provide quite a lot to that. So we expose more of our CSS to that. We'll expose most of the layout and the design stuff. But what we won't do is we won't start to fiddle around and hack our CSS to make it look identical to the way it would look in a more modern browser like Safari or IE8 or Firefox. We will allow the design to look different. So for example, we might be using a PNG, you know, to get a nice gradient effect. Well, we won't use that then in IE6. We won't show that to the IE6 browser. We'll limit what they see. So they have a different experience, but it'll still be nicely laid out and look good. Then you come to the full-blown CSS, and we will use all kinds of really cool CSS techniques here. We'll start using the drop shadows and the rounded corners and all the cool stuff that you do. Not all of these are supported across all browsers, so every browser will have a slightly different rendering of it. It will look different in all those browsers, but that's okay. So that's basically what we do. Notice here, we're just exposing different parts of the CSS to different browsers. We're not creating a completely different CSS design for each of the browsers. We're just taking parts of our CSS and exposing them. Now, let's be honest, we have to do a little bit of tweaking in order to get that to work in IE6. So there is a little bit of extra work because you want to hide away some stuff and show others and all the rest of it. So now we come on to the issue of the word support. What do we mean by support? Well, when we say support, we mean that the design will work in, right? But actually, other people view the word support slightly differently. And that's fine if that's you. Another way to view it is actually our designs will fail gracefully in older browsers. What we don't do is test in every single one of these browsers, all right? We're not testing in every single browser. We will only test in modern browsers, IE7, IE8, Firefox, latest version of Firefox, Safari. Now, if the client wants to pay for us to test in more, then that's fine. So some clients choose for us to test in IE6 and make sure that the design we've come up with works in IE6. It would be impractical to test in absolutely every browser, but hopefully we've built the site in a way where it will fail gracefully in those browsers. It will render something that is usable and accessible. And the same principle also, and finally, applies to JavaScript as well, that your JavaScript should add functionality and be layered on top of your design and not be a replacement. So there you go. Hopefully that helps clarify the situation.